Doctor, you got my prescription and it's keeping me alive. Doctor, you got my prescription and it's keeping me alive.
Nigga, what? I just had a terrible thought all up in your motherfucking grill, dog.
Nigga, what indeed?
Yes.
Yes, and that other voice that's knocking his microphone around is one John Kay, my new roommate, my newest roommate, not including Simon. Well, I mean, including Simon. Let's start this show over.
Thanks, everybody. We'll catch you next week.
Yeah. So John's here, Orion's here.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a good show.
Yeah.
John has to be up at what time do you actually have to be up tomorrow?
I have to be up in about a little less, I think, than 5 hours. That's not terrible, actually.
Yeah, that's pretty terrible.
It's not going to happen.
And why do you have to be up?
I'm volunteering at a race.
I'm
not running.
Shit. Yeah, well, hey, that's something, I guess. So, what are you actually doing? Are you handing out water bottles or?
No, I work at the starting line, so I don't know. They're gonna tell me tomorrow, but I think I get to shoot the pistol.
You're just waving.
Yeah.
Go. Good. Good.
That's a look encouraging.
Good job, guys. Do you get to leave after they start? Like, okay. And
supposedly the time commitment was like 5 hours.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You have to. Do they come? Is it a loop? Like they come back to the starting line, and that's the finish line?
I believe so.
But okay.
There are so many participants. I think it takes a while to get everybody moving. Like, it'll take a little while. Then we have to clean up.
I hope you get a golf cart for some reason.
I do too.
No real reason to have one, but I just hope you get one.
Get to keep it.
Preferably with a tiny siren, one of those like stick-on ones that like undercover cops have in movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So John came with an extra roommate.
Yep.
One Remus Gatto. Kind of internet famous for a cat.
Yeah, Remus has fans in different continents.
Yeah, the world over.
Yeah.
And Remus has a Facebook. Remus is, did we mention that Remus is a cat? I said Remus Gatto.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Anyway, he's John's cat.
Yeah.
And he has a Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I found out kind of embarrassingly that he only friends girls because I tried to friend him.
Same here.
He was like, fuck that shit. Damn cat.
I can see the action, but I can't message or respond.
Yeah. One of the great things about Remus is that not only does he have like 74 friends now, but maybe 68 or so are mutual friends. So there are a bunch of friends that he has that I have never actually met.
Yeah. I love that. Just word of mouth, man.
Yeah. Spread this shit. It's had fans.
He's one cool cat.
Yeah.
Are some of his female friends, are they itch hat people?
Yeah. Miss Nick is a friend. And I think she messaged him on his Facebook and asked him if he was going to make an appearance
on the show.
Episode. Yeah.
Well, he's currently locked out because the last time he was in here, he got into my closet.
Son of a bitch.
And that wouldn't have been such a big deal. But when I went to get him out of my closet, he, for the first time, he's normally very friendly, but he started swatting at me, trying to claw me and like hissing at me and
gangsta.
Put his ears back. I don't know what he wants in my closet. He was up, like huddled up next to the PlayStations and stuff. I guess he likes old video games.
That could be it.
You know that, what's that famous cat? Miro?
I think you're thinking of Garfield.
Yeah. Felix.
No, that fucking cat in Japan.
Inside of boxes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And it's so hilarious.
Maru,
yes.
Maru, I think.
Maru, yes. Yeah. Well, we could start a YouTube channel for Remus.
And it's just videos of him with a bottle of Hennessy?
Well, yeah. But I'll bring my cats over, who are mostly females and all in heat. And they'll just be like,
Yeah, that's what you need. You need more cats.
Oh, shit. Yeah, he's not fixed.
Oh, no, he is.
Oh, he is. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
we can
ladies.
Do this.
It would be funny to do in black and white and the video's in slow motion and there's like classical music playing over it.
Yeah. Fuck Maru. Yeah, I would totally watch that shit.
Yeah, we miss you.
Candles everywhere, little votives.
Yeah.
in the bathtub filled with bubbles. Somehow I don't think he'd like that.
Yeah.
We still got to do that thing where we go around and take pictures of me in bubble baths in random locations.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Where have I been?
You were here when I came up with the idea.
Really?
I sometimes think you sleepwalk through life. You just, because you don't know the word smitten.
Thinking about pusser.
Yep.
And I'm like, I'm sorry, what was that, Kyle?
Oh, God, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
But speaking of pussy, I got a text
what
message
have I done?
Today from an ex coworker who says, "I'm just wearing a tiny t-shirt and no pants right now." Apropos of nothing. Or I think I had texted her something unrelated to that previously. Yeah. And she said, "God, oops, never mind. That was for somebody else."
John has so many fucking girl friends.
Yeah. His cell phone's constantly blowing.
Jealous.
And her name is Marlikins, I think, in the forum. Yeah.
God. Well, speaking of that, I'm not going to get into this right away, but I posted on the Facebook and the Twitter like I usually do, you know, what's going on, whatever. Mm-hmm. And Marlikins said on the Twitter, Marlikins said, why did John K. send me a dick pic last night?
Yeah.
Was it because of the alcohol? Talk about that.
Yeah. Well, I think it was more the kindness, you know.
Right.
I certainly thought she'd appreciate it.
Right. Well, she's been texting you a lot. She comes across as kind of needy.
Yeah.
And by needy, I mean in need of dick pics.
I think many people are. And the nice thing about the pic, too, right. is I knew I had to include something to show the scale. So it's next to Remus, but not touching it. Right. That would be weird. God.
It's laid out on a table next to a quarter.
He is winking at it, and his tongue is like out a little bit. Like there's this little pink tongue sticking out, but I think that's just a coincidence.
Right, right.
But yeah, it's about the same length.
As Remus?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. He's a big cat.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a big boy. I weighed him. I think he weighs like 15 pounds, which Jesus. Is surprising because it seems like less than it should be.
That's what the vet said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's all air on the inside.
No, I didn't really send any dick pics to Marlikins, but today, this morning, I said, thank the God that I didn't.
Right.
You know, you wouldn't talk to me anymore. And she's like, no, it would be cool.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, Marlikins.
She's forgiving. It's appreciated.
I hope there isn't going to be a post about how we are always misinterpreting her after this.
Oh, my gosh.
I wasn't saying it would be okay if you sent me a dick pic.
Yeah, but she could get past it.
I was saying, please send me a dick pic.
Oh, we should all send our dick pics tonight, so at 2 in the morning.
We could play a game.
No misinterpretation.
Like you have to guess which is which.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one with the most scars is Orion's. Yep.
Yeah.
The most, like, weird sucker-shaped marks on it. Oh, no.
Or the one with, like, the you know, the guy from Bright Eyes.
Kind of.
Like this, the one with that haircut.
Yeah. Like Orion straightens locks. His pubes.
Jesus. Comes into the side.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can imagine Orion straightening his pubes and dyeing them black, but with like red highlights, like fire engine red.
No.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
No.
And it's got a tear tattoo, like one of those prison tattoos. Jesus Christ.
Don't you think you'd be obligated to show it to people? Like, not even to be weird or exhibitionistic or whatever. But
right.
You should probably see this.
Right. And he gauges his urethra.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
Speaking of which,
looks like a meat donut.
I don't know if you guys can get behind me on this, but I've noticed.
I'm just going to sit back and let this happen.
I've noticed that my self-confidence just skyrockets every time I trim down there, you know, or shave. I don't know why. It's not like I'm, like you said, eager to show people. I just walk around kind of like, yeah.
Really?
I don't know why. I don't know. I don't. I think when I do that, I forget about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't occur to me.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I don't remember why I was talking about it. I think I was talking about transgendered people, but I was talking about recently about how most of the time when I'm wandering around during the day, I'm not aware really that my dick is down there. So I wouldn't be thinking about the current state of my pubes unless it felt funny.
Although, to make yourself think about it more, you could tie a little bow around it.
Right.
Which is a discussion Kyle and I had the other day.
Yeah, we were, I don't remember what we were talking about beforehand, but yeah, we were just sitting out on the balcony talking like a couple of bros.
Yeah.
And then John dropped a bomb on me.
Bow bomb.
About when he was a kid and how he doesn't remember why, but he used to sometimes tie like a little bow or a little string around his dick and then just go out.
And I don't think I did it.
God.
That often, but I did it more than once.
My theory was that it was to remember something. And then I think John said, oh yeah, I forgot to call grandma.
Or maybe I was trying to help my gym coach remember something. I don't know.
Yeah, right. right?
Oh, that's right. I got to pick up groceries.
Yeah. Thanks, John. Zip. Yeah. So just because I like to complain about things, I think I mentioned that, maybe I didn't. Roommate Mike and I have AT&T U-verse internet here.
Yeah.
Which is nice because in the past I've always had Comcast, and Comcast sucks because it drops out constantly.
Constantly.
Yeah. The AT&T is DSL, and I was wary about it at first because I thought it was going to be slow, but it's faster than the broadband internet I had from Comcast, as far as I can tell, and it doesn't drop out all the time. So I really wanted to keep it, but it was in Mike's name, and Mike has now moved. So Mike and I kind of initiated this process of trying to transfer the AT&T service over to me. So what we did was we called up AT&T, and I gave them my email address. They already had Mike's, and the guy we talked to said Mike was going to get an email where he would have to do whatever he had to do, basically say, okay, yeah, turn it over to Kyle. And then I would get an email where I would accept that, and then we'd go from there. And so eventually Mike did get his email, and Mike messaged me on Facebook and said, yeah, I got it. I did what I needed to do, and I never got mine.
Oh.
And then 2 days ago, I got a call from AT&T. I think I might just play the voicemail that I got.
Jesus.
This fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Hi, this is Wendy calling you from AT&T Escalations. I was just calling you to complete the process to change the name on the U-verse account. Unfortunately, we have not connected up. Unfortunately, we also will also have to restart the whole process over again. So I am sorry about that. The account will stay in Carla's name at this time. And if you have any other questions or concerns, don't hesitate to give us a call back. And thank you for doing business with AT&T.
Okay, that was actually the second voicemail I got. The first one was basically the same, except that she didn't say, we're going to have to start the whole process over again. That was 2 days ago. Then I got that one today. And the first time she said she was going to try me back later that day because she called at noon. And she never did. And then she didn't try me back yesterday. And then today they called at noon again and left that message saying, we're going to have to start the whole process all over again. Meanwhile, the whole time I was just supposed to receive an email.
Email?
So I called them up today. And after battling with their automated voicemail system or whatever, you know, going through pushing numbers for different things, I finally got a hold of somebody. And every time I've talked to somebody at AT&T, they've been a moron. And they sound like robots. Like, no matter what I say, they say the same things over and over and over again. And most of the time, they sound like they're not understanding what I'm trying to say. Finally, I got transferred to some lady who was really nice and was more local or something. And we got it all worked out. But what ended up happening is that the guy who took my email address was supposed to also take down my social security number and my phone number. I think he got my phone number, but he didn't like connect it to an account. Basically, he was supposed to open an entirely new account for me. I would have an account number, and then the service would be transferred from one account to the other.
Yeah.
And all he did was take down my email address and tell me I'd get an email.
What a dumbass.
And what drives me nuts about these voicemail messages that I got is that they didn't give me a number to call back or a time to call back. They didn't tell me when they were going to be calling back. And if I didn't brute force my way through their customer service system today, I would have had to start the whole process entirely from scratch. Jesus. And it probably would have gone the same way.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, like, we still had internet service. I don't know how that works because Mike was already kind of off the hook.
Yeah.
So is it just in limbo right now? I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
But basically, we very nearly may have not been able to put out shows at some point.
Oh.
You know, it would have been a brief break in service or whatever, but there was the possibility that we were going to have to miss a week or something.
They're so dumb.
Which is very mean.
Every time, I call Comcast, they're the same way. You know, it's they do this every day.
Yeah.
It's like, God.
Well, and damn, I know that they have like manuals and like little pieces of paper with, you know, how to respond to different situations and things.
Yeah.
And somehow, like, this one has never come up, I guess.
Ever.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to me to be
transfer accounts.
That rare. The fact that, somebody's leaving a domicile and shutting off the account, and
it's fucking common. It happens all the time in the United States.
What's the normal process that he would just cancel the account completely and then he would start it up?
I guess. And the main reason I didn't want to do that, and I still don't know for sure how this is going to go, but apparently when Mike tried to set up the account. He had no credit history. And so he had to have his mom actually set up the account partially in her name, because otherwise he would have had to pay some ridiculous down payment, like a deposit of, like, if I remember correctly, it was something crazy like $500. Jesus. Something nuts like that.
That is nuts.
What's the liability for AT&T? Like, what's their risk? You know what I mean? Yeah.
As far as I know, the only thing they risk is their equipment.
Yeah.
And I don't think their equipment is that expensive. Not $500 expensive.
I wouldn't think.
It's like fucking DSL.
It's a DSL modem / router.
Right.
And a cable box, because we had TV, but I will probably be getting rid of that because neither John nor I own a TV at the moment.
So dope.
Yeah. Yeah.
We sit down and watch, read.
Yeah. Yeah.
Read Shakespeare.
Yep. Yeah. We sit down and we watch Shakespeare. We just open the book and set it up against the wall.
We have
just
little plays, for Remus.
Yep. Oh, Remus sits on a velvet pillow and we act things out for him.
We do, Merchant of Venice.
Mm-hmm.
I know those Jews are like that. That's what his voice sounds like.
Right.
I don't know.
It's uncanny. You do a really good Remus impression.
Squeeze him just right.
Maybe we should have him come in for a second, because Miss Nick asked if he would appear.
Sure, yeah.
No, let's do it.
Yeah. Remus, come here.
Hello.
Hey, Remus, what's up?
I hate faggots.
Remus, that's not nice. What's wrong with faggots?
I hate Will and Grace. I don't give a fuck.
But Grace wasn't even gay, Remus.
I think you're wrong. That guy looked half like a woman.
No, Grace was a woman.
No.
Remus, it's not none of the things. Why don't you ever say anything nice? Say something nice.
Aldiana, for all her flaws, and really ride it.
Okay.
I gotta go.
Oh, no, Remus. All right.
Oh, well, that was good.
Well, he was here.
Yeah.
So. Miss Nick can die happy.
Yeah. Yep.
Finally.
Finally. Jeez. It's about time. Just give it up, Miss Nick. I am sweating like crazy.
Oh, same
it
here.
Is so hot in here. And it's distracting. Like, I got halfway through that AT&T story and kind of forgot why I wanted to tell it. All I can think about is the sweat that's very nearly in my eyes.
Oh, I thought about coming over shirtless, but I knew that'd be weird. It's just so hot.
Like, I think, not that I'm trying to encourage you, but I think it would be less weird if you showed up with a shirt and then took it off.
Yeah.
Showing up shirtless would indeed be weird. just walking through the parking lot without a shirt on.
Meeting our neighbors. Yeah.
So I don't really have anything better to talk about right now. So you want to hear some weird bullshit that was going through my head the other day?
Oh, yeah.
It's some kind of weird stream of consciousness bullshit. Like, I was looking at my Mega Man books, because I have Mega Man books, because that's the kind of guy I am. That's how I roll. And I was thinking about how Mega Man bad guys, their names are all something man, blank man,
mm-hmm.
Elec Man, Metal Man, Cut Man. And I remembered when I was a kid, they were all that, you know, when you would pronounce them, it was something man, except for one. And I think it was Guts Man. It was either Guts Man or Cut Man. But I think it was Guts Man. And for some reason, I would pronounce that one Gutsman.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why.
The Gutsman.
But I'm pretty sure I didn't make that up. I'm pretty sure other kids at school said the same thing. Like, it was somehow this common thing that this one guy wasn't blank man. It was Blankman. like a Jewish last name or something.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that. And then I was thinking about how, for the most part, in real life, I think superheroes, not that there are superheroes in real life, but like superheroes will be blank man, Batman, Superman, whatever. But like jobs where there's man in the title will be men sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like the postman or a
chairman
or a woodsman.
Yeah.
Or chairman.
No, it's not chairman.
And then I was trying to think of any that were man. And I thought, I just said postman, but mailman. I don't know anybody who says mailman.
Yeah.
And the ice cream man.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And the ice cream man, I thought, kind of makes sense, because to a little kid, in a way, the ice cream man sort of is like a superhero.
Yeah.
But the mailman, I'm not so sure about why it's the mailman. And that's about where that thought process ended.
I just see you sitting on the balcony with like a pipe, like, you know.
That's, aside from the pipe, that's sort of I was very contemplative about the whole thing.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. And that's the kind of thing that I think about in my downtime. Anybody have any stories about their dicks?
Oh man.
No.
John, you're the guest, John. Take it away.
I have no dick stories.
Okay. But well, I've noticed that each day after I wake up and I'm getting ready, I daydream a lot when I'm brushing my teeth.
Okay.
And I have this toothbrush that's very expensive. And
Braggart.
Yeah, it was a gift. I didn't pay for that. But,
but somebody bought you a gold-plated toothbrush.
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah. But it every 30 seconds, it like kind of stops. And then
so it's an electric.
Yeah. And it starts up again. So it reminds you, you know, you should brush each section of your mouth for 30 seconds.
Are you sure it's not just broken?
No, I'm sure. But I always forget like which section I'm in because I'm daydreaming. The weirdest shit, man. Every time. And this morning, I play Minecraft, and I had this idea or this vision. I was building my house, but it was like a cave with a big opening, and that was my house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a vagina shaped house.
Sure,
and I'm like,
was.
Okay,
yeah.
Nobody's done it that I've seen, but I kept destroying the inside with my pickaxe.
Yeah, you did.
But then I'd rebuild it. Like, I'd rebuild the hymen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then,
and then do it again.
Put some TNT in there and then build it back up again.
It'd be more Orion-y, I think, if it wasn't your house and if you were forbidden entrance.
It's a locked door.
I know I'm going to find a way in here.
Orion's going to pay somebody to start a multiplayer server and build a vagina house so that he can break into it. Yeah. And then run quickly back and forth in and out of the entrance.
No trespassing. We'll see about that.
So do you have like some deep-seated like hatred of women or... Because a lot of the like there's the rape thing and then this is very like destructive. This fantasy vagina construct, like this is, it kind of reminds me of like Ed Gein.
Yeah,
like he would cut them off and like taxidermy them.
Yeah.
Like,
turn them into a lamp.
I could see you with like a like a framed severed vagina.
No.
Do you think it's Aldi? Like, just stealing?
Maybe. Like, I think if I were dating Aldi, I would be mad at vaginas, too.
We can tell the story at a later date, but she is the only girl I've ever, at least in my adult life, punched in the face.
Yeah, no. Tell it now.
Oh, God.
I remember that party.
Funny thing is, it wasn't a party till Aldi got punched in the face.
There's going to be a lot of people defriending me on Facebook, I think.
Yeah.
Chat listeners.
No.
What was that party? Halloween?
Anyway. I was going to England the next day and was drinking punch. I had no idea there was Everclear in the punch, so I blacked out most of the night.
Right.
And apparently spent a large portion of the night talking to a girl who was 15, who was dressed in a naughty nurse outfit, who told people she was like 18.
I remember that bitch. I think she told me she was 19.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge tits.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah, those tits weren't 15.
Nope.
And got back from England, and Orion made some reference to Aldi's head hurting or something, and I didn't understand what he meant. And later, Aldi brought it up as well. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I got the story from Orion later that apparently Orion and I were in the kitchen talking, and Aldiana walks in, and I go, and I have a drink in my hand, and I go, oh. One moment, please, or just a moment. And punch her in the face. And Orion says it was so funny to see her little head wiggle back and forth. Oh, man. Wobble back and forth. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
So was there any kind of explanation? Like, did you immediately walk out of the room after? What happened?
I don't know.
There had to be some kind of aftermath. I can't imagine her just taking it, but maybe she was so dazed.
She like immediately went to the bathroom to like check her teeth. Sorry.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is that Aldi texting you?
Oh, man, this better be good. Hold on. No, it's not. Nothing good. But there was another time where we had a party, Aldi and I, and John was there and he blacked out again.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
And Aldi was in the bathroom with another girl and they were talking and John just kind of comes in.
Oh, I know this story.
And he shoves Aldi into the bathtub,
yep.
Which is cruel and horrible. But then he turns on the shower.
Yep. Cool off, bitch.
And then he said something epic. God, what was it? Oh, do you remember, John? No.
I thought what I said was, maybe I'm wrong. I thought as I pushed her in, I said something like, time for an accident.
It was something gangsta. God, I can't remember it.
That's awesome.
It was so cool.
I like Aldi, but I think she could stand to be punched in the face every once in a while.
Yeah. Maybe secretly deep down, I think that.
Yeah.
I don't do that to other people. Like, I usually just get sort of
flirtatious. This one can take it.
We've been pretty drunk together, and I've never been punched in the face.
Right?
But man, I'm not Aldi.
Right before I left here, I was like, yeah, John's going to be on. And Aldi, I don't know, for some reason was like, do you think he's... do you think he gets laid a lot now, lately, you know, since the promotions and being the boss in some ways? And I go, I don't know. And she says, like, I don't know. He's got a lot of female friends on Facebook. I kind of picture him as like that. He's the girl, you know, of the group.
Okay.
Like the gay friend that all the girls invite out. So
yeah, there might be some truth to that. I think the nice thing is...
But I would. Sorry, go ahead.
If you're the gay guy of the group, you know, girls come over and they think, oh, he's not going to do anything terrible.
Exactly.
And then you do.
Genius.
Right?
And then you do.
Whoops.
Yep.
I don't remember any of that.
Bitch, I never told you I was gay.
Who's gay now?
Yeah.
Who's gay now? John, I just think of you as one of the girls. Well, all right, then. Off come the pants.
Yep.
We're all girls here.
Yeah. But I immediately thought, I'm like, oh, he's got to be getting plenty. And you don't have to reveal it.
No,
sadly no. Yeah.
Soon.
I was regularly.
Yeah.
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 But
for that girl that I was talking about, you putting it in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That Kyle met, she didn't work out. She's too crazy. Not crazy. Yeah. Like, she's pretty rational. She kind of reminds me of the girl on Bones because she... she says things that she doesn't think will be offensive or crazy, and they are.
Oh, no.
So is she like some kind of borderline autistic robot?
Yeah, which is kind of fun. Yeah. Like on our first date, we're sort of sitting there and drinking beer, and out of the blue, she's like, yeah, I'll admit it. I masturbate to lesbian porn. Which is like, yeah. I'm like, this I gotta see, you know?
I like that as an admission because that's nobody was asking. Like, it's not really an admission. I mean, I guess it is, but like, I don't know. That's like me in a random... situation coming out with, I'll admit it, I fucked a peach.
Yeah.
I told that story, but there was some context to it.
Yeah, I'll come clean with you guys. Yeah, I tied a bow around my dick, whatever.
Right. Okay. All right. I'm glad we're all being honest.
We'll put this matter to rest.
Right.
That's like an invite to come over.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sharing my crazy secret just abruptly. You want to come over later?
You should have been like, yeah, I got some lesbian porn, so.
Yeah.
Always say, I don't believe you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Well.
I dare you to masturbate to lesbian porn right now.
And I think with 9 girls out of 10, that won't work, but they'll be the 10th.
It's like, yep.
All right, motherfucker.
My first, this is not really that related, but my first girlfriend, I just recalled this. When we got together, I don't think she'd had much experience with porn. Like, I don't think she'd really seen much of it, but I had a bunch on my computer because that's how I roll.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I was like showing some of it to her, and some of them she was like, ew, but some of them she was really into, and I was surprised by which ones. The one I remember in particular that was her favorite that we kind of watched a lot was one of a girl getting double teamed with a blindfold on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
I was simultaneously excited and a little afraid.
Yeah, where is this girl now?
That's the same girl that asked me to pee on her once.
Yeah.
And she is now very active in Kiwanis Club and like lots of volunteer organizations and things. That's her big thing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So
some of those girls who seem pretty straight-laced are not.
She was in band, too, like high school band. And I don't know all the details because I was never in high school band because I'm not a nerd. But from what I gather from her and from other people I knew that were in band, people in band are nuts. Yeah. And they go away to band camp, yeah, which and like the whole like American Pie, I stuck a flute in my pussy thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's accurate, but they do apparently get kind of weird and freaky at band camp.
I think there's a
experimental. Yeah.
There's strong overlap between nerds and freaks. Like, there are, yeah, a lot of freaky nerds.
You get a bunch of sweaty nerds together in one place without a ton of supervision, and
yeah,
it's just orgy time.
Yeah, bad news. Bitches, my dick's out. You gotta get ready.
Right. Bring that trombone over here.
Imagine.
Like, how does that get going, you know, without alcohol? Like the dick comes out.
Yeah, and right.
It's just girls like...
I think that's how it gets going.
Inspecting it, like, it's a penis. Look at it.
This Orion just did this weird gesture that kind of looked like a girl holding up the end of the dick with like a pair of tweezers or something.
Yeah.
Like, what is this thing? Oh my god.
Yeah.
Or maybe somebody holding up John's dick by the end of the string.
My ex-girlfriend did that for like 15 minutes.
Held up your dick with a pair of tweezers.
No, just kind of held it up and like, oh, that's what the, like, really?
Yeah.
That's what a penis is?
I do remember.
A penis. Oh, and that goes in here?
I haven't really done a lot of comparing or anything, so maybe they are odd, but I do remember...
I do remember my girlfriend,
my first girlfriend, being surprised at my balls. Like, yeah. That's what that's like? That's what those are?
I don't think girls like balls, at least the girls that I know.
I wouldn't see why they would like balls. Like, there's nothing really for you to do with them, unless you're just trying to be nice and I'm into it.
Yeah, like if a girl sucks your balls, like it seems like the nicest, most generous person in the world.
I'm not into it though. That's something we talked about a long time ago. Yeah, I really don't like it. In fact, I'd kind of like you to just leave him alone.
Is it too intense or too just strange?
It just feels weird. And I guess it could be painful. I haven't quite gotten to that point because, you know, I shut that shit down.
Yeah. Good.
I'm not having it, bitches.
Yeah.
I shut it down because I'm just like, no, come on. You don't have to be that generous.
Don't debase yourself.
Yeah. Whereas Remus, all he cares about is debasing.
Right.
The only sex he likes is anal.
Right.
No, pleasure for you.
And only if he has to talk him into it first. If they're down with it, then... Ooh.
Yeah, if they're interested, no thanks.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, what's the point in that?
Yeah, weirdo.
Right? The only cat on the internet.
I could see Orion and Remus hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Let's talk about all the horrible things we want to do to women.
Awesome.
Yeah, I could see Aldi being like the catalyst there that got that going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like Orion used to be a real romantic. And now all he wants to do is destroy. Yeah.
I once wanted to be a poet, but now
I just want to cause pain.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
We solved one mystery here on Itch Head tonight. Oh, you were maybe, I don't know if you still wanted to talk about it, but you suggested talking about How I Met You Guys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So we've talked about like when we moved out here. Mm-hmm. Orion moved out before I did. And then I moved out basically just because I didn't have anything else going on. I moved in with Orion. And almost immediately after that, you and Orion were working together. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember exactly how it got going, but Orion would get invited to do things and he'd pull me along. And mm-hmm. I think the first time I remember meeting you was at a bowling alley.
We'd go bowling a lot. Yeah.
That's the first time I remember. Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember you said something that impressed me at the time that I thought was really funny. There was this other kid we knew who I guess had to leave early because he had to go to church the next day. I don't remember exactly what you said, but I remember you referred to church as fable school.
Yeah, something like time. Have fun at fable school.
Yeah, have fun at fable school. Yeah.
What a dick.
Which I thought I at the time thought that was really funny.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can get to like this John guy.
Yeah. Well, I know I met Orion through work. We worked at the same retail store, and Orion started working and he was, you know, this like young, handsome, really punky looking kid.
Yeah.
And just silent and just like, what a dick. Like, this guy, he's cooler than everyone. Like, he won't talk to anybody.
Yeah, like, you're such a fucking mystery.
And in retrospect, I think maybe Orion was just shy and I was probably just prejudging, and I don't think that's true at all. But it's funny how not true I think it is now.
Right.
And then, yeah, we got to know each other.
Yeah.
To tell a tiny story, Aldiana had asked me to talk to Orion to see if he was interested in her. And so I said, listen, I don't want to sound weird or whatever, but what do you think of Aldi? And he goes, tell her I think she's a whore. I heard that. Which was awesome. But anyway, yeah, so he brought Kyle out, and Kyle had, what, pink hair at the time, I think?
Probably.
And a beard. And I remember thinking, this guy's kind of an asshole, too.
Yep.
At least the first couple of times we hung out, the only interaction I remember is when you could make fun of somebody or something.
Right, yeah. I think you and I talked about this fairly recently, but I think what was going on there was that I was shy and I was uncomfortable in the situation. And so the only time I would pipe up was when I thought I had something funny to say. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times the only way I know how to be funny is to make fun of people.
Let's so, break the ice.
So
look at that faggot.
Anytime I opened my mouth, it was probably to say something shitty, but something that I thought was funny.
Yeah, yeah. And they were, yeah. And it's funny now because I think of you guys as two of the nicest people I know, for sure. So
yeah.
I was wrong.
I bet that's weird to hear, internet.
That's had a wonderful thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, Orion, tell me if I'm wrong, but I believe you told me once that you started hanging out with people from work more after I moved out here. Because I moved out here, like you wanted to, like you felt bad for me not knowing anybody, and you started hanging out with people more so that I could hang out with people.
I would bring you along because I felt the same way. Yeah,
I'd be like, which is nice of you.
Yeah, because I started hanging out with the coworkers, you know, but you would just sit at home,
yeah,
all alone, you know.
Right.
Oh man, that's not
sad,
cool.
Pathetic piece of shit. And Orion
but
took pity
I
on me.
Honestly,
me
was worried how they would take you.
Really?
You could be a dick, but
oh,
in a funny way, like, because you never know when you first meet someone what their sense of humor is, you know, what their limit is before they're offended.
Yeah.
Oh, so. Mm-hmm.
But boy, girls were all up in his nuts. Like, you look
like
Dina Stout.
To name a few.
Yeah, there was a brief period where crazy chicks were after my nuts.
Yeah.
Man. That's
the
scariest.
Yeah, there were these two sisters that, not at the same time, but like one of them was like, we were hanging out and stuff, but she was a little nuts. And it became more and more clear to me that like she was into me. And this is funny to me. I remember telling Orion, like, we were, you know, having a little heart to heart, and I was talking about how, you know, I like her and everything, but yeah. I don't like her. She's too weird and crazy. And she was kind of weirdly religious, and her and I had weird conversations about like why I'm an atheist and stuff, but she still wanted to bone me. Mm-hmm. And I remember saying that she was just weird, and I believe you then went and told her that I wasn't interested.
Oh no.
Because I thought she was crazy. And I think she didn't like me much after
what
that.
What a cock block.
That's awesome.
And later I heard that she had told her sister, who then kind of got on my junk, that I was a tease, which I thought was really funny. It's funny to me, partially because I don't think of myself as a tease, and partially because I think I'm incapable of being a tease. Like, you have to be desirable to be a tease, and I can't think of myself that way. But then, yeah, later her sister, like, I remember one time in particular that we were hanging out drinking, and she got a little too drunk and started, like, I don't think this is what she meant to do, but she was basically humping my leg.
Yeah.
Like
touching.
Like I was sitting in a chair or something, and she like was straddling my leg. And I remember like she was really nice, and she was less crazy in my opinion.
Yeah.
But still, I wasn't that interested. And then I think that was I think when I heard that her sister had told her that I was a tease, because I think she then was like, yep, confirmed, he's a tease.
You should have hit and quit it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I would have felt bad though.
Yeah.
I can't operate that way.
No, I'm the same way. Like, I don't think I've got that predatory instinct. I think I need to develop it.
Yeah.
I think girls really do like a certain amount of meanness, or a certain segment of girls do.
They want the predator. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Orion, if you were single right now, do you think you'd be like out on the prowl?
Oh,
like banging chicks.
I hate bitches so much. I do. I don't know. I would be the biggest
theory confirmed.
Dick.
Do you think you'd be fucking them and leaving them?
I don't know. That's
because if girls were all up on my junk, they would have been even more so all up on yours.
I'm such a
Ryan's
nice guy.
Ryan's a good looking gentleman.
Yeah,
like I would, you know, destroy them and then,
yep.
I wouldn't, they would call and I'm like, this is what happens. They call, you know, and they want a relationship, and maybe I'll invite her out to lunch or brunch, mm-hmm. and we'll talk about it. and I'll just tell her politely to fuck off.
Yeah.
I wouldn't just not talk to her, you know.
Mm-hmm. So. You take her out to brunch to tell her to fuck off. Yeah. Fuck off, slut.
I just think the first time she calls, you just pick up the phone like, why are you calling? Yeah.
What part of me leaving money on the right. on the bedstand did you not understand?
I fucking paid you. I'm in debt.
Yeah. What do you want? You want me to replace your fishnets I ripped off?
It's not my fault you couldn't get that shit off fast enough.
Yeah.
Oh, misogyny.
Yeah.
Anybody want to take a quick break?
Sounds good.
Sure. Do you like podcasts? Do you like meat? Here's what you do. You pick up your phone, you dial 61-MEAT-5581. Yes, 61-MEAT-5581. You leave a voicemail. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you live. I don't give a shit about you. Call 61-MEAT-5581. Leave a voicemail. It'll make you a better person.
And we're back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, everybody. So I guess we'll do some Facebooks and some Twitters.
Sounds
we didn't
good.
Get any voicemails this week because you're all a bunch of jerks.
Yeah, yeah.
So Facebooks and Twitters. Let's see. Facebook first. On Facebook, Marleykin says, how does John K. feel about Miss Nick turning him down for marriage for Remus?
Yeah, I feel terrible about that because I don't think it's going to work. I mean, Remus says this shit, but he's not going to stick around.
So you asked Miss Nick to marry you, and then she said, sorry, I'm saving myself for Remus?
I don't think that happened. I don't know. Maybe it did.
Well, she probably is saving herself for Remus anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can understand that.
As most girls are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So you feel, How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I feel protective of Miss Nick, and I hope that he doesn't break her heart.
Okay.
With his broken.
Yeah.
Yep. Grammar.
Okay, and then Gavin Almond says, say you had the power to reverse time 10 minutes and redo events. Which things in your life would you have kept doing over to make them work better for you?
Meaning it, like you'd have to do them a bunch of times?
As many times as it would take, I guess.
To make it right.
It could be just one time. I'm having trouble coming up with anything specific, but I'm sure there are tons of things.
I would go back in time when I was at work and that customer said, hello, and asked me, where's the Passover food? And I said, oh yeah, Jew food. It's in aisle 6. And the look on her face haunts me to this day.
So you'd go back in time and say, kike food.
Yeah.
right.
No. Understood.
I would be a nice guy. She was nice.
I honestly can't think of anything.
Yeah, nothing's coming to mind for me either, but I guarantee you there are tons of things. Like, one thing that happens to me, and I don't know if this happens to everybody, it probably does, but maybe not, is that every once in a while, I'll remember something embarrassing from, like, years ago.
Yeah.
Like, it could be 10 years more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll remember it, and it'll still, like, burn me up. Like, I'll get the same weird, uncomfortable feeling that I got then.
Yeah.
And I'll be thinking of all the things I should have done differently.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there are lots of situations like that that I just...
Especially with, like, people in the past. And you almost want to, you know, message them on Facebook if you find them.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, do you remember this? I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Maybe the time that I drew that picture for a girl.
Yeah.
And then gave it to her.
There's nothing wrong with that in my head, though.
There kind of is, but it could have gone better.
Yeah.
Like, because what I did was, for one thing, I was really nervous. So I acted really awkward, probably didn't make a lot of eye contact. I pulled her aside at the end of class and I was like, I got something for you. And then I pulled out this ridiculous giant drawing of her and then ran away. and I never talked to her again. I think if I had it to do over, I could have at least been smoother about it, maybe hung around, talk about it, maybe make it less weird.
Let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I don't think I would have gotten a girlfriend out of the situation.
Yeah.
In fact, I think she had a boyfriend at the time, but I think maybe she would have talked to me again at some point after that. Mm-hmm.
What would Zach Braff do? I don't know.
I don't either.
Yeah, I've definitely got things that I regret and embarrassing moments, but nothing that strikes me as, God, I'm yearning to go back and fix this.
Yeah. Well, the next thing on the Facebook and the last thing was Miss Nick, and she says sex, period.
Yeah.
And I wonder if she means we should talk about sex or if that's a response to Gavin's thing. Say you had the power to reverse time 10 minutes to redo events. Which things in your life would you have kept doing over to make them work better for you? Sex.
I would not fuck him or him or him.
Yeah.
I.
That was my impression, yeah.
That's not my impression. My impression is that the sex could have gone better. So you go back 10 minutes and redo it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm trying to picture it. How could it go wrong?
Yeah, I bet you are.
How could it go wrong? I'm sorry.
What's up, Ms. Nick?
How could it go wrong? That is an Orion thing to say. Yeah. How could it possibly go wrong? I don't understand. It's sex. I got off.
Yeah. Maybe,
I should have came in her face.
Like, I guess, you know, maybe if I didn't make her bleed, like,
Jesus. Right?
I'd go back 10 minutes and do it again. You know, just keep doing it until I've ruptured the walls.
A little bit softer now.
Yeah. okay, so then on the Twitter, Gavin says his academic career finishes in 2 weeks and he'll be graduating with no useful skills or qualifications. What the fuck should I do? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that's a lot of people.
Yeah. Don't despair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, well, for one thing, I think a lot of people go to college or university because they think they're supposed to. Like, that's just what you do. It's like, it's almost like high school too at this point. Like, it's just, that's what people do. So I think they go there with no real reason, nothing in mind. You know, I hear all the time about people switching majors multiple times because they didn't know why they were going in the first place. And then I think a lot of people pick majors that are more, that are things that they like and that they're interested in, but that are not things that have any really real careers at the end of the line. And I think a lot of people fall into that trap, and I can understand why you'd be interested in studying these things. But it does seem to make the whole exercise kind of pointless.
Mm-hmm. Do we know what Gavin studied?
I don't know for sure what he studied.
Yeah.
But I know like a lot of people get like liberal arts degrees or art history degrees.
Public
or philosophy
relations.
Degrees.
Yeah.
Public relations is something you could get a job in.
Yeah. But it's so vague. Like
even an English degree, you know, there are things you could do with that. But I think most people who get English degrees get them thinking they're going to be the next great American novelist.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And most of them are wrong.
Right.
and in fact, I think I think when you're in a creative field like that, having a degree can be helpful, but it isn't really necessary. I think like if you're any kind of artist, what you really need to focus on is getting good at your craft or whatever. And schooling isn't necessarily the way to do that.
I would agree with that.
Like, I think a lot of people that I really like who are artists of varying types didn't go to school for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is my weird rationalization for not having gone to college.
Now, is Gavin the gay one or is that Aileen?
Both.
Yeah.
They're both British.
Yeah.
British equals gay. I don't know how they procreate. They must import orphans.
Isn't Beckham British?
Yeah.
How does that sex go down? Like, hello, how are you? All right, here we go. We're doing it now.
You were talking on an older episode about how hot it is, the idea of someone orgasming
with an accent.
Oh, but does a British accent not count?
All Brit listeners, please call the voicemail and pretend to orgasm.
Yeah, or just orgasm. Yeah.
Them's the Brits.
Miss Nick.
Oh, man.
And Marlekins has an accent too, so you're welcome to do the same thing.
A horrible accent.
Oh, no.
It would be not as hot as the others, but.
Yeah, right. I don't know why I like being mean to Marlekins, because she doesn't deserve it. She's a very nice girl. She's been a huge supporter.
Oh, yeah.
But for some reason, it's really funny to me to be mean to Marlekins now.
I should say, actually, she asked me to make a public apology for my last episode. Yeah,
really?
That was fucking horrible.
Constant listeners may remember I sort of misspoke and ended up being meaner to her than I intended. So,
yeah.
Marley, I'm certainly sorry. You are the best. You text me 300 times a day.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And the funny thing about the dick pic, and of course there was a dick pic, was that she writes back saying, this is the first non-black one I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't think your boyfriend's black. And she said, yeah, what's your point?
Right. Her poor gay boyfriend.
Yeah. Aileen.
Oh, I hate porn. And vaginas.
Yeah.
I can't stand having sex with girls.
Yeah, he doesn't like porn at all, right?
Right, yeah. That's you, right. Get that vagina away from me. They have sex through a sheet.
Yep.
Like Orthodox Jews.
Do I have to? Oh.
Yeah.
That's a thing, right? Orthodox Jews. Fuck through a sheet. With their little curls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They keep the hat on the whole time.
Yeah.
I think. God. They fuck through the hat if if they don't have a sheet around.
They're eating matzah at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. They fuck through matzah. You know, they like to improvise.
How do we get on? Oh,
it's Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Today. How about that, huh?
Oh, man.
I didn't see anything spooky.
Yeah. I feel like Friday the 13th was a bigger deal when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, of course, it doesn't mean anything. But when I was a kid, I felt like every time Friday the 13th rolled around, everybody noticed. And today, I didn't figure out that it was Friday the 13th until I was leaving work.
I happened to notice, but I heard nobody reference it.
Yeah, I didn't either.
It's not as cool anymore. When you're a kid, it's almost like you look for the crazy shit going on.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th is supposed to be unlucky, right?
Yeah.
Like, is it just unlucky? Like, oh, if you buy a lottery ticket on Friday the 13th, you're not going to win. Like, is that all it is? It's just unlucky.
I think so. That's all I ever heard. The pull-out method doesn't work. Right. Yeah. These listeners, it definitely works normally.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Ah, this is Friday the 13th music, by the way. In case you hadn't put that together. Interesting tidbit, when I pulled this up, this is a YouTube video. There was a little annotation explaining that
yes,
that sound is ki 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 ma ma ma, which is, I guess, a reference to kill her mom.
Like, what?
It's somehow a reference to the plot of the movie. I've actually never seen Friday the 13th.
I saw it was years ago.
Yeah. But I guess it's somehow like an actual reference to the plot of the movie instead of just a weird sound effect.
That's kind of creepy, I guess.
Yeah. So
I would say that in class when I was young.
Now you know. You would say that in class. Yeah.
But I kind of mixed that in like a old 80s Twix candy bar commercial up. I'd be like,
yeah. What is that song?
I don't know.
It's like doom boom boom.
Yeah. I wonder if most of our listeners are old enough to remember that.
I wish I knew the name of the song because I could pull it up. Yeah. I wonder if
what was that?
Twix song.
There's been so many.
Wow, there's a Twix bar song.
Wow, it was a lot of 80s Twix songs.
Yeah, I know. It was so long ago.
Yeah.
I feel like I know who it was by. Like, for some reason, I want to say it was by a band called Mellow Yellow.
Could be.
Mellow Yellow.
Were you guys big fans Twix. Of the Big Red song?
Big Red.
Remind me. One go?
Yeah. Fucking kiss forever, never gonna stop killing blacks.
Yeah.
Big Red.
That one.
I remember that one now. Yeah. Yeah, that was a good one.
I loved it.
I used to get the Juicy Fruit jingle stuck in my head.
How does that go?
I don't remember all of it, but it's like, Juicy Fruit, it's gonna move ya. Juicy Fruit, it gets right to ya.
Fucking
Juicy
crazy.
Fruit, the taste is gonna move ya.
Yeah.
And I picture people surfing and stuff. Like just catching a gnarly wave and then popping some Juicy Fruit.
That's
like
awesome.
In the middle of on the wave.
Yeah.
It all made sense back in the day. Yeah.
I think if I was walking down the street and I thought of that song, it would improve my mood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this isn't it. This is the song Mellow Yellow. It may not have been by a band called Mellow Yellow, but that's
I don't know.
Oh, this is gonna drive me crazy.
I'm so sorry. What the fuck have I done?
What other songs? I liked the "Sometimes You Feel Like a Nut" song.
Sometimes you don't.
Yep.
Yeah.
Almond joys have nuts.
Mounds don't.
But this sounds like it was some Jamaican.
Okay, it's by a band called Yellow, and the song is called "Oh Yeah."
Yeah.
That's right. I think there's a part where it says "Beautiful,"
really?
And then I think it says "More beautiful."
Yeah. Oh no.
Okay, Yellow without a W. Okay, here we go. Oh, it's got the lyrics posted. Yeah, listen to this shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this is my childhood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it says the moon beautiful. The moon.
This is like me when some of my new employees walk by. Oh, shit.
I think when I was really little, this song
you
might
have a boombox on your shoulder wearing a suit.
I think when I was really little, that song actually scared me a little bit.
It
something
is.
About that really deep voice saying weird, bizarre shit.
Yeah.
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 I kind of love that song.
You remember that video or that porn I had when we lived together?
Yeah.
Of, it was black and white with that chick just like in slow mo, just riding that big dick. Just like,
that song I don't remember that part.
You don't remember that. It just seemed like that.
Yeah, it was
just
like it was eating it.
Yeah, just balls flapping, just devouring.
Was it hot or was it just strange?
It was strange, yeah.
I know what Orion's doing tonight when he gets home. Yeah. He's grabbing that video and this song.
Yeah. You got to make this, Can you upload, not to YouTube, obviously.
Yeah, but we'll have to put it on our web space.
Yeah.
You got to do it. I've told Kyle this before, but I thought it would be great if... you know that Imogen Heap song, Hide and Seek?
Yeah.
That you make a video of that, and there are famous pictures of tragedies, like you hold it for a couple, 5 seconds or whatever, Hiroshima, or that naked girl in Vietnam who's running, who's on fire or whatever, or like Buddhist monks setting themselves on fire, and black people being lynched or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's a certain crescendo in the song or a certain turn that it takes, and it sounds, to me at least, lighter and happier. And at that point, like, there's a picture of, it's totally dark, but then it lightens up and you see it's Remus.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry about that.
And the rest of the video is just Remus running around. Yeah.
That's great.
No reference to the previous tragedy.
Oh, God. That's fucking O'Malley. This is what I meant to pull up when that weird thing just happened.
Whoa. Yeah. So
I was in the moment.
Vietnam.
Visualizing everything. That. Yeah. The fucking tsunami.
Yeah, the tsunami. Yep.
I surfed the tsunami.
Katrina.
Yeah. Katrina.
Black people floating down river on flat screen TVs. I may have made that up, but I swear I saw that at some point when the whole Katrina thing was going down. That's swear I saw a black person floating down river on a flat screen TV.
Sounds like a black person's fantasy.
Yeah. I can totally imagine. I swear, I might be making this up because I'm just racist, but I swear that I like saw a video or something of black people looting a house, stealing a flat screen TV, and then using it as a raft. Because like their instincts kick in.
Yeah.
But then they get out back outside and they're like, oh shit, what the hell was I doing? Well,
trying to paddle with kimono slips.
yeah.
I mistakenly interpreted their instincts kicked in like, oh, there's a flood, I must survive. But no.
Yes, you mistakenly assumed that's what I meant. No, their instincts kicked in like, oh, there's a flood, I must loot.
Yeah.
Oh, the shit's going down, I gotta steal electronics.
Dr. Dre has a great song about the day the niggas took over, which is about the LA riots.
Yeah.
And there's this line where he's like, I'm off to Compton because I got to get my loot on. Get myself some furniture. Dr. Dre, you don't need to do that.
Sale. I do remember, I know there was a reason why the LA riots happened, but I remember being like young enough that I really didn't pay that much attention. And all I remember was news footage of black people stealing things. Just black people going crazy, breaking store windows and stealing TVs and stuff.
Yeah.
And stereos.
Yeah. And poor people are so dumb too. Like they their own neighborhoods and communities that just destroy.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if you're going to do that, like if you're going to riot and as a part of the riot, you're going to steal shit, like go find some affluent white neighborhood to do that to fuck shit up in. That's making more of a statement, if nothing else. Even if the statement is, I like to steal.
And I hate whitey.
Right. At least something's going on there.
Yeah.
You're stealing from each other. Yeah. 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 I know I had stuff like that I wanted to talk about and I didn't write it down and I should have because now I'm at a loss. This part of the show is always fun. Yeah.
This happens. Yeah.
The audience has to, the listeners have to vote on if whether or not Kyle and I are gay because and this is more me, so maybe I'm just gay.
Okay.
But this tastefully simple party we're having.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is John's thing. I will be there when it happens, but.
He was super pumped. Like, he's like,
yeah.
It's like a Tupperware party where a woman's gonna come and we're gonna have samples of these food products. And if you like it enough, you can order them. But yeah, it's kind of gay.
Oh man,
yeah,
that is.
Yeah, She's British, right?
She's British.
Yeah.
There's a container of onion seasoning called onion, and there's one called garlic.
Tricky.
And I asked her what that meant, and she said, because it's more than just garlic.
That's funny.
Are you serious?
It's more than just garlic. It's two times garlic.
What's it called?
Garlic.
Yeah. Oh.
Double garlic, that shit. Yeah.
God. There's a fine line between gay and sophisticated.
I thought you were going to say gay and British.
Yeah. The girls are okay.
Yeah, some of them.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, the girls are okay. But the guys.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They're so forgiving.
Those wigs.
The women.
Those damn wigs.
Yeah.
and the rouge, the blush.
Yeah.
Well, still.
Law and Order, right? The British Law and Order. The judges have
them. Yeah. That's so crazy. And I remember I mentioned that once before, and somebody, I don't remember who it was, but somebody British was like, yeah, it's not that weird.
Yeah, of course.
It's a little weird.
It's a little weird. Your fucking milk containers are shaped differently.
Yeah.
The 2 liters are different.
Mm-hmm. Cars.
Your miles aren't miles. Yeah.
Your miles aren't miles.
They're although kilometers.
I think they do. I think that maybe the younger generation there is.
Yeah, no, yeah, miles, they're on the metric system, but like they do still use miles.
Yeah.
And but stone.
That's so sad.
Stone is something that's always funny to me. Like you measure weight in stone.
Yeah. And stone is tough. Like to lose a stone, that takes some work.
Yeah. Like, yeah, if nothing else, I prefer pounds because I can feel like I accomplished something with less effort.
Yeah. All I have to do is only eat 3 burritos tomorrow instead of...
Right. Yeah.
4, yeah.
Yeah, if I was measuring in stone...
Jesus.
Like, if I don't know how much stone is, but, like, I feel like if I lost a stone, it's like I have cancer.
Yeah, maybe I'm making this up, but I think it's like, between 11 and... I think it might be 16 pounds.
Yeah, something crazy.
Jesus.
Yeah. I hate you guys. And you guys, by you guys, I mean Brits.
Yeah. Who's your favorite listener?
Oh no.
I don't know. That's tough to say, and would be really rude to say.
Yeah.
I'm not going there.
I don't know.
I do have to admit, like every female listener we've had, including even though it was a mistake, Aileen, like I've had fantasies about.
Yeah.
True
or false, the fantasies continued even after you found out. Like that's fake false. Aileen in your head was still there and you were like, well.
It created like this thing, yeah. Like I found out like who Aileen was, but there was still that imaginary.
Are these really like specific Orion fantasies? So you're like, all right, Marlikins, I've got you. I've got some chocolate. You know?
I've got a cattle prod.
We just came back from tennis. Yeah.
Yep. You're wearing the skirt still.
Yep.
You got some tennis players, female tennis players at least, they have what do they call them? Lollies or something?
Yeah.
the like underwear-ish part of their tennis uniform.
Who are they kidding? Yeah.
And they, at least the high school ones I knew, they will keep extra balls in there. Like
really?
Like if you imagine like the not the waistband, but like the where the legs are, the leg holes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they'll tuck extra tennis balls up in there between that and their actual underwear.
Marley, do you do this when you play tennis?
Yeah. Wow. It happens. True story.
Yeah. So what are these fans? So, blindfolds, washing machines.
Fly swatters.
Fly swatters.
They were vague. It was like...
VFW.
Bada bing, bada boom. See you later.
I'm sorry. What?
Bada bing.
Bada boom. See you later.
Does this include female listeners that you know in real life? Like, I know Karen was listening for a while.
Oh, no. No. Just the ones I didn't know.
Oh, okay.
Because it was more of a mystery. It was... Mm-hmm. It was, I don't know.
And because you'd be less likely to be caught. Like, there's... Yeah. They're less likely to make the connection between you and the victim.
Though Karen, I saw recently.
Looks good.
Yeah. She looks so good.
Oh.
I turned cherry red and I said, I'm sorry. I don't know what to say. I'm so intimidated. You look great. Oh, gotta go.
Yeah, I think she's really pretty. Yeah.
Oh, it was awkward.
I think a lot of people have no idea who Karen is, but I guess you can just assume she's a friend of ours.
Yeah,
but the last time I saw her, I told her she looked good, and I said I thought she lost some weight, and then she told me she'd been sick. And then great. I felt really bad.
Keep that shit up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just get... Hey, whatever you're doing, it's working.
Don't get better.
Yep. Worth it.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But in fact, if I could get some of whatever it is that you've got that's working for you.
Yeah, no joke.
Yeah.
What disease do you have?
I forget what she said it was. Like, it might have been something like kidney stones or something.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, that sucks. Those are
painful. Maybe not. I forget what it was. Something crazy. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Oh, I think we should probably, this is unrelated, I'm sorry, but maybe come out with the fact that Orion isn't really having a kid. Like, it's a funny joke or whatever, but.
Fuck.
This has been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Orion.
Yeah.
How do you feel about coming clean?
There's no baby. No kid. No.
Nope.
Oh, this is horrible, but I cannot. I'm shooting blanks, man.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that was
the worst. Because when you walk into the doctor's office where they test that, it's even more awkward. You don't know where to go. And, and there's all these forms that are very degrading. Anyways, yeah.
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 Sorry, everybody.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how dissatisfied is your sexual partner?
Yeah.
I'm not actually this happy. yeah. No kid.
Good.
Thanks, good. John. Thanks. Yeah.
That kid was going to ruin everything.
The death of itch hat.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, man.
It's like our own personal antichrist.
Yeah.
Yep.
Even though I'd be like, I know you guys don't give a shit, but man, you won't believe what he did.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it's inevitable. Like, I think about how much I talk about my cat, and I'm just imagining having a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Named Viking, and just constantly.
God. Would you talk about your kid the same way you do about Remus?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, would you do your kid's voice? Make a Facebook, make a Facebook forum?
Yeah.
The only friends women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Orion's not having a kid.
Oh man. Can you imagine if you made a Facebook page for your kid, but made him gay, even though you didn't know yet?
I'm going to make a Facebook page
just
for your kid.
Just to see where it went. Yeah. And just to see where it goes. That'd be cool.
I'm going to make a Facebook page for your kid.
God,
what should I name him? Kind of feel like I should name him after a band.
Yeah.
Like Bright Eyes.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't even think you really listen to Bright Eyes, but I like the idea of naming him Bright Eyes Brower.
Or Angels and Kid Waves or something.
Yeah. No, that's good. Angels and Kid Waves.
Yeah.
Brower. Yeah.
I hate you guys. I get it bad enough at work. I have a coworker who his name is Sam, and he loves music, great music, and I'll tell him like, oh man, I really like this Angels and Airwaves song, and he's like, he gives me this look.
Like, I'm so disappointed in you.
Wait, hold on. I have 1,000, no, 2,000, no, 3,000 reasons why you're an idiot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still kind of stuck on making a Facebook page for your kid. Like, I want to Photoshop a picture of a kid with an ad mascara to it. Yeah.
The name of the kid would have to be great. Like, if the name of your rapper is Suck It So Gangsta.
Yeah.
Like, this has to be great.
Suck It Lil Gangsta.
Yeah. Man.
Poster Boy Fuckass. Maybe that's why you didn't want to tell us the name.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah.
I ran that one by Aldi.
No, Orion, no.
Yeah, that's a good Aldi.
Yeah, it is.
So when are we going to, I don't know if we've mentioned this on the show or not, but for weeks now, we've been talking about calling Aldi to like kind of get her on the show.
Just
briefly. And every time it's like, oh, I'm so pregnant.
Yep, still tired.
We can do it now.
Every day.
She might pick up.
She won't. Really? She's out. Yeah.
Out of her mind. Yeah. Out of control.
She's out of control.
Baby needs more beer.
I did think it was funny when you told me last week about the Sailor Jerry's rum and how it was kind of Aldi's idea.
Yeah.
Like, did she just want to get you drunk and take advantage of you? Like, there's something weird about her not being able to drink and wanting you to drink. Wanting you to binge drink.
I've cut back quite a bit, so it
maybe she just wanted to get you drunk enough so you wouldn't notice when she started chugging from the bottle.
No, she's obsessed with how I react when I'm wasted, because I'm not aggressive. I'm kind of cute and retarded.
Yeah, you do get pretty funny. I wish Aldi used to have on YouTube these videos of you sitting on a couch, completely trashed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like the slow motion blinking.
Yeah. I privatized those because I didn't want anybody to But I thought about releasing them to our listeners, but goddamn, it's so bad.
It's pretty great. And she's asking you to, she asked you to go to Taco Bell and she didn't mean it. Like she was kidding.
Yeah. Jokes.
And you're like, for one thing, your reaction time is really slow. Like, Orion, can you go to Taco Bell? I've done it before.
Well, it's right there.
It's right there.
And I could probably make
Meanwhile, this is not an exaggeration of how he sounded time.
I could probably make it.
I've done it before.
It's horrible, man. I can't.
Do you want me to mac on you? That one was really funny because that's a threat, I guess, but I don't know what it means.
That term hasn't like existed since 90.
And if you meant it the way it's meant, like it's kind of like, do you want me to hit on you? Do you do you want me to spit some game? But you meant it as a threat. You want me to seduce you? Because I'll do it, you bitch.
I actually did some research. Like, where did I hear this? And I think I found it in a Naughty by Nature album.
Yeah.
From, God, like, 90.
If it wasn't taken, that should be 94. Your rap name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From a young age, Naughty by Nature.
When's the last time you heard any of that?
Naughty by Nature? Oh, I don't even know.
Jesus.
Right now, I couldn't name a song by Naughty by Nature.
Oh, even their hit single, I can't even think of.
Yeah.
It's been that long.
Let's see, YouTube. I typed naughty, and the first thing that came up as like an autofill was Naughty by Nature.
I used to.
Interesting. I wouldn't think that actually.
I wouldn't either. Oh, yeah. OPP.
Oh, yeah.
And Hip Hop Hooray.
That's it. That's the big hit. Yeah.
You down with Remus T? Yeah, you know me.
I used to roller skate, not rollerblade, but roller skate around a trailer park with a little tape player playing this album.
Really? That's awesome.
Out loud with a redhead. This redhead with a bowl cut, tight jeans. What the fuck? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so cool.
Orion's cruising around with this on his pocket rocker.
Yeah.
Lots of black guys drumming on upside down buckets. I could use more rap like that.
Yeah.
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 I might have to download a Naughty by Nature album later.
You're good. Yeah. One of the best shows I've ever seen was Public Enemy, who sort of came up at about the same time.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That show was awesome.
You imagine that live? Those beats.
Oh, God. I'm looking at the YouTube comments on this video.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen this? It's one of those things that people copy and paste.
Yeah.
You say Justin Bieber, I say Tupac. You say Lil Wayne, I say Biggie Smalls. You say Drake, I say Ice Cube. You say Soulja Boy, I say Big Pun. You say Gucci Mane, I say Rakim. You say New School, I say shut the fuck up. You say pop, I scream hip hop. And that's not enough. You say Hannah Montana, I fucking punch you in the face. Wow. And then it says 92% of teenagers have turned to New School and pop. If you are part of the 8% that still listen to real music, copy and paste this message to another 5 videos. Don't let the good shit die.
I mean, I agree with those comparisons, but I also think Lil Wayne is good.
Right.
You know, and he's new.
The comparisons are fine, but the general sentiment is like,
copy and paste this.
Get over yourself.
Fuck off.
Jesus.
I mean, yeah.
And the copy and the thing is, the person who posted this one copied and pasted it from somewhere. So it works. Like, there are enough idiots who are like, yes, like, I feel strongly about this thing you copied and pasted.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to copy and paste it. It's like
I'm old as well.
Like, I kind of wonder why chain letters get spread around. Like, who's that dumb? Some people are.
Yeah.
Women. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. There's a certain portion of the population that is that dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have vaginas.
How much did our individual stocks lower as people listened to this episode?
I don't know. Probably a lot.
John tied a bow around his dick and punched Aldi in the face.
Yeah. I think that raises your stock, at least the Aldi punching part.
Is it bad would it be better or worse if I at some point I did 7 minutes in heaven with Aldi in the bathroom?
Yeah, yeah.
Would it have been better if I had done it after punching her? Like,
yeah, it'd be more baller.
Yeah,
yeah.
It'd be more typical of
bitch better come correct.
Yeah, yeah.
It's worth, Aldi laughed about it afterwards, so it's not like it was that horrible.
That's good.
John just mentioned the 7 minutes in heaven. Did we happen to tell that before? There was this one time, a bunch of us, a huge group of friends, were all over at your and Aldi's place. And at the time, I was dating this girl, Lara, and we were there too. We were all just hanging out, you know, drinking a little bit and just hanging out. And then Lara and I left for whatever reason. I don't know if we had to get up in the morning or whatever. We left to go home. And then Aldi goes and grabs a vibrator.
Yeah.
And you guys basically start playing spin the bottle, but spin the vibrator.
Yeah.
And then all kinds of crazy, weird orgy things break out. People end up in the bathroom doing 7 minutes in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And I was offended.
There was a couple that went into my bedroom on my bed and had sex.
Yeah?
Yes.
Wait, do I know who this was?
Oh, yeah. They're still together.
Wait.
Really?
Was it,
I don't know who this was.
Was it A&A?
Yes.
Yeah.
I still don't know who this was.
Andy. But. This kid, Andy. Oh. I was telling Kyle the other day, I was sitting in our, I don't mean to change the subject, but sitting in my living room with Seth Doe, who's this character who sounds kind of like Remus. And... and Andy, and there's no girls, and Andy goes, do, 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 and pulls his pants down and takes his dick out. And Seth gets up and he's like, God damn it, Andy, I'm so sick of your shit. And runs out of the room.
I know who we're talking about now.
Yeah. God,
Seth was great. A character.
Oh,
Seth, we sort of mentioned him a long time ago. Seth was this guy John and I lived with once upon a time.
Ugh.
And that's his voice. Ah, damn it, John. And he had a lot of weird, quirky attributes. He used to do this weird thing with his foot that I can't really describe, where he'd just kind of he'd come into a room, he'd stand with his foot stuck out, and he'd like cross his arms and he'd start talking to you about something.
God,
but
that's so mean.
But there were a lot of weird things. Like there was one time he was getting high and somebody'd ordered a pizza.
Yeah.
And I don't think he ordered the pizza. I don't think he had any responsibility to this pizza. But the doorbell rings or somebody knocks on the door and he shoots up out of his chair and goes, fuck this shit, and runs up the stairs to his bedroom.
Runs.
Yeah.
And if you, Seth was a large guy.
He's a pear-shaped gentleman.
Yeah, huge. And he had very tiny features and very short arms. He looked like a Tyrannosaurus in some ways.
Yep.
Oh,
there was every time he came down the stairs from because his bedroom was upstairs. Every time he came down, it sounded like he was falling down the stairs because he would run. I don't know why he always ran down the stairs, but he would every time.
That's horrible.
I think he told me at one point. Actually, I think he said that he had this irrational fear like
that something was going to follow him or something.
Yeah, yeah. So he had to run down the stairs. Yeah.
I think he did have a problem with people following him up the stairs.
Yeah. There were so many wonderful things.
Yeah.
He would always say ridiculous things, and then Kyle and I would just crack. We couldn't help ourselves. We'd just crack up. And, God damn it, Kyle.
The best part was he would say something ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then we wouldn't say anything. We would just look at each other and then just crack up. And it was always me. He'd always go, fuck you, Kyle.
Yeah. Yep.
And then get up and leave.
He always kept several bottles of lotion hid around the place.
Yeah.
He has this like compulsion to lotion up his hands and like kind of do that like evil scheming mastermind thing with them. Like, you know, where you're, I don't know, rubbing your hands together. And there would always be little bottles of lotion tucked around the place.
He was in jail for a few days for providing alcohol to a minor. And he said the worst part about it was no hand lotion.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
God, I'm trying to think of other Seth things. I know there was one time, for whatever reason, you and I were using his computer.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember this or not, but we found a ton of POV porn.
Yeah.
A ton of it. And I don't think that's that crazy. I mean, I have porn on my computer. Actually, I don't have much porn on my computer because now I stream it all. But
yeah.
But for some reason, it was really funny. Like, just the fact that he had tons and tons of specifically POV porn and him being who he was really funny.
Yeah, yeah.
God, I know there were so many Seth stories.
Oh, God, my God. There was, well, I went through a sort of a weird second adolescence in that house in particular.
Yeah, it was a party house.
It was a party house. And there was a girl who would have sex with her boyfriend in front of me, which was kind of weird.
Yeah.
We got drunk downstairs and she chased me with a headless rat, which was really weird.
Especially because she was, she's a vegan and she, like, we had a mouse problem at one point.
God, I hope she doesn't listen to this.
And she didn't want us she didn't want us to use mouse traps, like the regular ones. So it's really weird that she would grab a mouse corpse and chase you around the house with it.
How drunk / horny do you have to be?
Well, I'm pretty strangely horny. Yeah. Like she was great though. I loved her, but
she was fine.
So we go upstairs and she's drunk and she's walks past Seth and I think grabbed his dick or maybe saw his dick. Somehow he was wearing shorts. And she goes, "It's so small." And she goes, "I don't care. It's just meat, Seth."
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's also a funny thing for her to say being a vegan.
And I what?
Yeah, the Seth voice is great. Do you remember the time you and I were at, I think, Buffalo Wild Wings, which is this sports bar, and they were doing karaoke, and somebody was doing Champagne Supernova?
Yeah.
And
this is one of my favorite memories with Kyle.
I don't think it was necessarily meant to be the Seth voice at the time. It was more like an old-timey voice, but they're kind of the same. Yeah. And we decided to start singing Champagne Supernova in that voice, like,
"Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova in the sky."
Yeah.
I absolutely had a blast. And I think we were outpowering the
singer.
Slowly walking down the hall faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Great times.
It's had, this is the best episode.
That's fun now. I don't know why that's so fun, but it is.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't know how it started, but we were just in sync.
Yeah.
And in tears.
I think we did most of the song, if not all of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not even sure I know all the words, but I know a lot of them enough.
Yeah.
I think we both had our girlfriends with us at the time. And I think yours was into it. I think mine was maybe more annoyed after a certain point.
Figures. Yeah,
she was a bit of a killjoy sometimes.
Yeah. Kyle, I also had a wonderful time at a bar called PlayStation, which is like, it looks like, if you've seen a Pizza Hut with a red roof, so it was a Pizza Hut building converted to a bar.
Okay.
And Kyle got really drunk, and I got really drunk, and we were at the bar, like pounding on the bar, singing along to the people singing karaoke, but making up words about crashing our car.
Yeah.
I'm going to crash into a tree.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and the person singing karaoke like stopped, and everybody kind of in the room just looked over at you guys, and you're like, and I think it was in the Seth voice,
possibly
in the Seth voice.
I'm gonna crash into a tree.
I remember singing.
I'm gonna die.
I'm pretty sure we were singing along to Santeria at one point, the Sublime song.
Yeah,
and I know we signed up for karaoke that night.
Yeah.
I only know this from hearing about it later, though, because I don't remember doing it. And I remember as we were drunkenly leaving, and we were like being escorted out the door, like shuffled out. They were calling our names.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That night was bad because for me in particular, because I at one point got drunk and felt generous and started buying shots for everyone, but everyone else was smarter than me and started refusing shots, but I kept buying them, so I kept drinking them. And I got really drunk.
You had to have had, like, your bill was almost $100. Like
It was crazy.
I was driven home, and I don't know how long it took to find my house, but it took a long time. And all I remember, I was driven home by a friend of ours, and I spent the whole time holding his girlfriend's hand, which I don't think he noticed.
That same night, this girl that I have no interest in whatsoever was there, but she was wearing a cashmere sweater.
Oh, gosh.
And I was basically feeling her up. Yeah. And I think at first it was fairly innocent because I just liked the feeling of the cashmere sweater.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm pretty sure at some point I ended up making out with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a photo of it.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
And I made a video, but I later deleted it because I thought you would hate
it. You made
me
a video
life.
With the photo, though.
With the photo.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. But
you didn't have a video of me making out.
I had the
out
photo
with
and it just slowly zoomed in on you guys making out. And I played that, you know. Oh.
Oh.
No, what was it?
Never gonna let you go. I'm gonna hold you in my arms forever.
Yeah.
Fucking. Wow. I was in tears watching what I created. And I'm like, send no.
That's funny.
No.
I was super.
You will never talk to me again. Delete.
I was super embarrassed at the time, but now I just think it's funny.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely made out with a lot of people I shouldn't have.
The weird part about that to me is that she went with it. Because I don't think, I'm sure she was drunk. We were all at the bar, but I don't think she was as drunk as I was.
No way. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Maybe she was interested.
I guess.
Yeah.
The next time I saw her, she was with a dude. It was at another bar. And I remember it being kind of awkward.
Ooh, so she's a whore. All right.
Yes, she's a whore.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't what I was trying to say. But
okay.
No, she is.
Sure. Sure. Does anybody have anything else they want to say? Because I think I might be running out of steam here and ready to call it quits. I feel like we've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah. I think it's been a blast. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
If I ever come back at some point, and this could be in the far future, maybe we could all like get trashed on the show.
I think that could be interesting for a show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even if it's a shorter episode, even if we can't sustain it.
Yeah.
We'll have like a timer, you know, and when it goes off, it's like shot and take a shot and then see where it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the end, we'll be yelling at them.
Yeah. If we try to be irresponsibly responsible, it could work out.
We'll have a couch by then so Orion can sleep over if
needed. Yeah.
Every time Orion says rape, we can take a shot.
Here's a question for you, Orion. If for some reason you did feel the need to sleep over one night after we did this, how would Aldi feel about it, you think? Would
she
be okay with it?
She threw that out there. She said, if I get too drunk, sleep
okay,
over.
Okay, cool. So that's an option.
Because otherwise, but I'm always like, I can do it. Fuck, it's right
I've
there.
I've done it before.
I just see you waking up.
Fuck
like,
off, Kappa.
Waking up like no pants on, like Kassane. Bow on your dick. You're like, son of a bitch.
He left his calling card. Yeah. All right. I think that'll do it.
Yeah.
Let's call it a wrap.
All right.
So as usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or you can email me at orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
You can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
You can check us out in the forums. ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. It's a happening place to be. You can check out the Facebook and the Twitter, facebook.com/idgehat and twitter.com/idgehat. And of course, you can donate. I think that's it, right?
That should do it.
Yeah, donate.
Yeah.
It's been a blast, John.
Thank you, guys.
Kassane.
Remus out.
Ryan, what do we say?
All right, that should do it, right? Thanks for listening, guys. And I guess we'll all check you next week.
Yeah.
Poor Ryan's looking at us like, what are you assholes laughing about? All right, we'll check you next week. Bye, guys.
Later.
And it's keeping me alive. Doctor, you got my prescription, and it's keeping me alive.